North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper won a court order this week to stop a real estate venture that sold overpriced lots in the North Carolina mountains by promising consumers they could make a profit without having to invest any of their own money. The defendant's complicated investment scheme used inflated appraisals and phony second mortgages as down payments to entice consumers to borrow millions of dollars to purchase property in the Village of Pinland development in Mitchell County. Cooper said these developers squandered more than $100 million in financing, leaving consumers stuck with property that isn't worth what they owe on it. "We're putting a stop to this scheme," he said, "before any more consumers get caught up in it." Wake County Superior Court Judge Michael Morgan on Wednesday ordered a group of developers behind the Village of Pinland project to stop using misrepresentations to encourage consumers to take out loans to purchase lots. Cooper is also asking the court to permanently stop the developers' deceptive practices and to order them to pay refunds to consumers to satisfy consumers' loans on properties sold by the developers. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.